people, purpose, patience. Toughest thing is to continue that momentum. Is it hard to rededicate yourself to something that you keep falling off from a little bit? You know, I know I've spoken on physical changes, mental changes, spiritual changes. All three of those things require the same dedication and determination. You know, that's why I say you don't need motivation. If you know you need to do something, then get up and do it. If you know you need to achieve something, then get up and work towards achieving it. If you need someone to continue to tell you that you are worth something, then do you really want it, or do you really have that belief in yourself if you consistently need someone else to tell you? You don't need me. You don't need another podcast. You don't need another motivational speaker. You could be your own. You could be the greatest motivational speaker in the world. You could be the greatest trainer in the world. If you are your only student, if you are the only one you're speaking to, you don't need to get it from this to that, those of them. Good just by telling yourself you can do it. You don't need a crowd of people telling you you can do something. You don't need 1,000 views or millions of listens or millions of views, whatever the case may be, to know that you have a funny video or you're talented as an artist or you have a good podcast. You don't need those things right off the bat. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in yourself, then those things will come. Those things will come, whether it be months, years, those things will come because you're doing it for the love of it. Once you lose the love of it, then you start hearing the negativity. Then you start hearing the BS that comes with all of this, that comes with reaching for fame or reaching for success or reaching for a certain financial goal or anything, or anything. Once you feel you've made it, you look up and you want everybody to love you. But what if they don't? What if they never will? A lot of us will never get the proper recognition that we deserve in life. We'll never get it. But what does that do? What does that do to us? To know that we've worked so hard for something, we feel a certain way about something, we feel we should be further. As long as you're safe, as long as your basic needs, as long as you're safe, as long as your basic needs are taken care of. Sorry if this is a continuation. I just got interrupted by a phone call, but as long as those things are met, those basic needs are met, and you still have your passion beside you, and you still have your hobbies and things that you do to, you know, like we've said before, to decompress and to allow those better thoughts to come into your head and allow those brand new ideas and those different views and those different ways to get up. Those different ways to wake up and have a new dream, have a new goal, have a new focus. Then you're okay, then you're on your way. You know, like I've said, we all may not make it to the highest point, but if we continue to progress, then we're doing much better. As long as we continue to progress, as long as we continue to have a smile, as long as we continue to have a reason and know our why, then we're doing fine. We haven't lost any momentum. We haven't lost anything. As long as we can still get up and be comfortable with who we are and where we are. Not only has this been Patience as a podcast, just the name, this has honestly been something that I seek out. The things that are around me, or the things that I'm doing in life, or the people that I have around me in life, can I count on them to calm me? Because we all know we can get erratic at times. We can fly off the handle. We can get emotional. We can get angry. But do you have these things, these basic things in your life to fall back on? And okay, I know I have him, her, them, they, whatever the case may be, whoever you have. When I'm feeling like I need to explode, can I go to this person or go to this thing? Is this thing bringing me any kind of gain? Like I said, you may not get the millions of views that you want right off the bat. You may not get the sales that you want right off the bat. You may not be as successful as you want to be, but is it still making you happy? You know, I'm mainly talking to the dreamers right now. Is it still making you happy? Then you keep it. Don't give up on it. Don't fall off. Don't look towards something different. Don't give up because of age or anything. You know, me, myself, I still get out there and I have those moments where I'm running a point, playing safety. You know, getting a big tackle in a game or whatever the case may be, I still have those moments. But when I'm in the gym, I'm the strongest person in the world, I'm the world's strongest man. I still have those things to fall back on to where, you know, I'm happy with the progress. I'm happy with who I am, not, you know, where I am, so to speak, because if you get too caught up on where you are, you may give up. You know, that dream may die if you get caught up on where you are, so to speak. But as long as we still have a grip on who we are, like I said, where we are, it doesn't really hold as much. Because we know we still have a journey. You know, we're still on that path, that progressive path, so to speak. You know, and this goes out to whoever, wherever you are, if you're just beginning, if you're in the middle and falling, or still trying to gain, if you've left it and it's been years and you're trying to pick it back up. We're all in that same space of how to get back, how to keep the momentum, how to fall in love again, basically. How do you fall in love with something that you've lost? How do you fall back in love with something that you've lost? I don't know your answer. Because, like I said, that's one of the reasons why I stopped listening to motivational speakers, so to speak, because they all said the same thing. And I really didn't feel it was hitting everybody because, you know, not everybody can do those things or be that way. You know, you have to speak to people differently. You have to get to know a person more on a one-on-one level and see where their level is and see what causes them, what caused them to hold back and what can cause them to move forward. You know, you can't do that with just one speech to 1,000 people. I don't feel, I honestly don't feel you can. Once again, telemarketers interrupted me again. Where was I? How to fall in love again with yourself, your passion, your goals. So like I said, you know, that's why it's more important for myself to have the one-on-ones that I still have to this day. You know, I still have one-on-one conversations with people to this day. You know, I felt it was better for me in the previous field that I was in because, you know, I can have a quick talk with someone or whatever the case may be. But now, you know, now I feel with what I do now, it means more. It means more because a lot of the conversations I would have before were basically revolved around that one particular job. Now that I have, you know, a way to get people involved in so much more in life, I feel that the talks now mean so much more. The words mean so much more. The moments mean so much more. You know, so that's why I feel it's better for me to have this space to give people more preparation for, and more of myself, honestly, because there's no time limit. You know, I don't have a department to get back to. I don't have things to get back to. My clients are my clients, my people are my people, and I can sit with them for as long as they need to, as long as we're progressing, as long as we're getting things taken care of, you know. So that's that. But I feel more of a connection now. And if you have, you know, anyone that you can reach out to or anything that can allow you to be yourself and allow you to express the things you need to express safely, then you go right ahead. You know, hey, there's always a way to reach me, you know. Reach me through various social media. Well, not various, it's just Instagram. You know, I check it every now and again. Now I'm not as on that site as I was before. I'm checking it more now, probably once a week. Now I check it just to see if anybody's trying to reach out or, you know, get at me. It has worked within the last couple of weeks because myself and family, you know, me and family and a few friends, we've gotten closer, you know, and let them know some things and things of that nature that I didn't. You know, it was like, oh, you felt like you just abandoned us and this and that. And I'm like, you know, I haven't abandoned anybody. And I'm kind of touched that you feel that way about the videos that I will put out or the messages that I will put out. You know, I would never abandon anyone. It's just, I honestly didn't feel like me continuing to put content on that site. It didn't work for me the way that I wanted it to within the podcast. So I felt as if I should just try with just the podcast and see what could happen with that and see what can happen organically. And I'm astounded by what's happening, you know, so I thank all of you, you know, from the bottom. And I know that I'm astounded by what's happening and how this is progressing now. And the footing that I'm finding and the momentum that I'm gaining now. You know, so not to say that I'm not thinking about doing like videos. I am. You know, I have just begun to dig into a little bit of content and dig into a little bit of something more visually pleasing than just me sitting in front of my phone, you know, thinking about ways I can dive into that. That's more catching, you know, with what I do. Because what I do is straight from me to you, you know. I don't need too many theatrics, things of that nature, just to get this point across. Because I really want you to hear me and not see the things that are going on or not waiting for the next, you know, flash, whatever the case may be. I'm proud of the progress. I'm proud of the organic growth, the real growth, this true growth that this podcast has taken myself and y'all. You know, so I know you're getting something from this because I see the feedback and I see where I'm going as far as, you know, numbers wise. You know, not that I'm really paying attention to it, or, you know, not that I'm really trying to aim for that. I am paying attention to it. So let me not sit here and lie. I am paying attention to it. So that's why more these talks are becoming more and more deeper, even though I haven't shied away from things. You know everything about me. You know, like I said, I've never once used this podcast to sort of hide behind. I've always put myself directly in the middle of everything to where anything can hit me and I'm affected by it all, and you know that. You know, I'm not afraid of anything that's coming at myself, you know, because with other people, with you pointing a finger and saying the things that you say about this person or that person, this situation or that situation, you know, you're sort of putting yourself off as if it can't happen to you, as if the same things can't happen to you. And then once those things do happen, then that's when we see the emotional episodes, or that's when we see the breakdowns and stuff like that, because you spend so much time laughing at the other person or making light of their situation. When that light shines on you, you don't know how to handle it. That's because you know you go through things. You know you're faced with things. But you try to laugh it off. You try to hide behind whatever you buy, or you try to find the next topic or the next person that you can, you know, make fun of, point the finger at, or something like that, until that, you know, that hand on that clock comes back to being your time, you know? So, and that's why I don't shy from things. That's why I put it all out there every day as it happens. You know, the good, the bad, the ups and downs, this goes in a full circle for everybody on this planet. You know, no one is safe. It's just in what we do for those moments, before those moments, is what matters. How we prepare ourselves and how we navigate around the tough times. You know, the times when we may have a little bit more to give, you know, time-wise or even financially. So at the times to where we're right back to scratching or right back to not being able to, you know, provide or for that moment or whatever the case may be, having a few tough days until you get paid or something like that. You know, we all go back through that. Having those, you know, moments where our health isn't as perfect, having those moments where we ache a little more, something like that, you know, those human moments, basically. We're all aware. So going all the way back to the beginning of what we do, how do we fall back in love? We just remember why we're doing it. We just know that this too shall pass, so to speak. You know, and know that we can't plan or write down or go against any moment that happens in our life. We have to be prepared for it. So what do? We make sure we are ourselves as physically ready, mentally ready, and emotionally ready for those next moments in our life. Always be prepared. Have things that we love, not just things that we have to do. Have something in your life that you love. Have something in your life that you can't wait to get back to, that you can't wait to get that next moment where it feels fresh again. Whether it be a relationship, whether it be something, you know, you're chasing in your physical well-being and your mental, spiritual, on those moments where you find something new out. You know, like I said, always seek knowledge, even including with oneself. Always seek knowledge. Always seek new ways to find out about yourself, because you're not the same person you were before. And I mean before as in yesterday. You're not the same person. Your body, your brain wants to grow. Your body wants to do new things. You need to have new memories to keep everything fresh. You need to have new moments in life. You can't go through life doing the same thing over and over again, once again expecting the same results. That is so true. We have to continue to grow. We have to continue to teach ourselves new things. That's how we stay ready for the next. Patience is a podcast.